so much here that I don't understand. Your face-saving promises whispered like prayers. I don't need them. 'Cause I've been treated so wrong. I've been treated so long as if I'm becoming untouchable.
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Saturday, August 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Women's Department Club of Shreveport, it's the 12th All You All Live Storytelling event on the theme of The Skin I'm In. Well, joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studio, Sarah Hebert and Chris Jay, and they're going to fill us in on this event. So, boy, you've put on 12 of these already, huh?
12 All Y'all Live events.
Seems like just yesterday.
In 4 years?
Yeah, in 4 years we've done 12.
Okay. And this one is titled The Skin I'm In. Give us an idea of exactly what we're talking about. The Skin I'm In. You know?
So The Skin I'm In could refer, for example, to the color of your skin, the way it has affected your life. But it could also refer to anything as kind of wildly tangential from that phrase as a breakout or a rash. Or the size of your body, or a disease or condition that you were born with that you've had to learn to live with. Just there are so many different ways that the way we look impacts our life experience. And that's what we wanted to comment on with The Skin I'm In.
You often wonder whether, if we couldn't see, whether we would treat each other differently.
It's a good question.
If you only had your ears to identify somebody and read into them, you know, because body language is a big part of it, but also, you know, there's lots of prejudices and other things that are blocks, mental blocks from getting to know each other. So that skin and that lookism, as they call it, is a profoundly impactful thing in society, especially if you happen to be in middle school.
Right.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, and I think that's why we were really interested in exploring this topic for all y'all, is because we, you know, our goal with the storytelling series is to help members of our community understand one another better.
Right.
And so by having these people come and talk about their identities, the way that their bodies and the way they perceive themselves have shaped their views in the world and who they are, I think we'll have a really big impact on the audience.
And your body and its reactions to the world around it, that's something you can't do much about.
Right.
You can work out to get slimmer. You can educate yourself to get smarter. But you can't help it if other people judge you or if you react to certain things around you in certain ways. We have one storyteller for Saturday night named Anwar Fikri, who has a really charming, hilarious, and also kind of like, you kind of feel for him, a story about an allergic reaction that he had while in the Air Force and trying to fit in with his commanding officers. He didn't know he had an allergy that he did have. And when it revealed itself to him, it was at a pretty embarrassing time.
Was he allergic to his commanding officer?
Not that we're aware
okay,
of.
Okay, just checking, you know.
But it's funny, you know, the sort of resolution of his story is that this thing that he was really embarrassed by, and that was like a thing that he couldn't control, ended up being the catalyst for bonding with his unit.
Okay.
And we're obviously giving like the Cliff Notes version of his story.
Right.
Anwar is an aspiring comedian, and he tells his story way better than Chris and I could in a brief 15-second clip. So it's really important that people come hear him on Saturday.
That's why they give people like you and me the MC job. And next, our comedy.
Yeah.
You know? And I was talking to a friend the other day, and her child is in school, and they use school uniforms for that very reason, to eliminate that lookism. Do I have the coolest, you know, do I have the latest jacket? Do I have the latest style and all that pressure and stuff? But even the clothes we wear is part of the skin that we're in a way. So, you know, you see somebody walking down the street and they're not in a garb that fits in your area of the world. And it creates a reaction, whether you know it or not, you know?
And I think that's exactly the reason why we do All Y'all, Bill, is that we see in ourselves and in our community people who evaluate others just simply based on the way that they look, or maybe just based on one reaction. And All Y'all for us is about getting to know members of our community in a better, deeper way.
You know, it's funny. I collect books. And I love those old leather-bound, gold leaf, you know, inscribed. It doesn't matter what they have inside them. I just like the look of the book. But it's different when it's a human being.
That's right.
Because what's in a book is just words on a paper. It's inanimate. I can't hurt its feelings.
Yes.
But when it comes to a human being, I could crush or destroy somebody's sense of self-worth just by my reaction. And sometimes I don't realize that. I think everybody kind of goes through and thinking, we don't realize sometimes the reactions that we have and how they really ripple through somebody else's life.
Absolutely.
So let's go through the storytellers. You've got quite a few of them.
Sure thing. One person that I think is going to tell an incredibly exciting story from a perspective that we haven't heard before is Dr. Navdeep Samra from University Health Center. He is the gentleman who worked on the Steeple Man. A lot of folks living in and around Shreveport will remember the Steeple Man. This is a gentleman who had a steeple of a church fall on his car, 22,000 pounds. Steeple. And Dr. Navdeep Samra is going to talk about all that he had to do to how that case changed his life. Not how he changed Michael Williams's life. Michael Williams is the gentleman known as the right. Steeple Man, but how that case changed Dr. Samra's life.
Now, was that the First Methodist Church uptown
yes.
steeple?
Well, I think a lot of people remember that story very distinctly yeah. in our community, but when we met Dr. Samra and learned that he was a trauma surgeon, I mean, this is a guy who deals day in, day out with gunshot wounds, right. fatal car accidents. You know, hearing that, you know, from his perspective, how that changed his life was a really unique perspective. I think people are really going to enjoy hearing his story.
And who else do we have up?
I'm really excited about Roxanne Johnson's story. Roxanne Johnson has been living in our community for a very long time as a person of color, and she's going to share a couple of vignettes from her life where the color of her skin has impacted the way that she has interacted with others or mm-hmm. the way that she mothered her child. And I think it is so interesting to hear that perspective because, you know, we often hear stories of racism or you know, especially right now in these really divided times in our country. You hear them in a pretty generic way on the news. I think it is another thing to look in the eyes of someone whenever they right. tell you exactly how that has impacted their life mm-hmm. and the lives of their children and their family.
And then you got Kyle Denton and Colleen
McKechnie.
My friend Colleen is going to tell a story that really is her personal journey, learning that she was diagnosed with Huntington's disease mm-hmm. while caring for her mother and providing end-of-life care for her mother, who was actually in the final stages of Huntington's disease herself. So Colleen was going through this journey with her mother and learning that she also has this very brutal disease that robs people of so much of their ability to think and to live like others. And Colleen's going to be talking about the way that her body has shaped who she is now and how she is fighting through it. And it's extremely brave of her to do it. It's one of the most brave and compelling stories we've ever had.
Yeah, and I was going to say Huntington's disease is a disease that affects, I think, patients very differently depending on right. how they're diagnosed. But I think Colleen's perspective on it is really unique because she really watched her mom be diagnosed and live through the end of her life with this disease, at which point it is a genetic disease. So Colleen found out she also had the disease.
Right.
And I think in some ways helping her mom through the end of her life has taught her a little bit on how to live her life and what's important to her right now as she begins her journey with Huntington's.
It helps you prioritize what really is important and
yes.
what
yes.
is just stuff that you can toss out the window.
And I think that's exactly what people who are coming to the event on Saturday are going to hear is a perspective on where Colleen has decided to focus her life in the last years and months of her time on Earth.
Just working with Colleen these last few weeks on the story has taught me a great deal about living. Yeah. And that's just the last few weeks of talking with her. And Kyle Denton's story is a love story. And I'm kind of going to leave it at that because it is difficult to summarize. And also, love is something that all of us can relate to. So before I don't want to spill any beans, but it is a love story, sort of a really compelling kind of Romeo and Juliet kind
yeah.
of thing.
And I think it is a story that teaches us a lot about how love can come into your life at times where you really don't expect it
right.
or in ways that you don't expect as well. And I think for me, like, you know, Chris and I have been married now for almost 10 years, and I feel very lucky to have found someone who has helped shape my identity and who I am. And that is somewhat of what Kyle's story is about.
Absolutely. And can you imagine if society at large try to intervene and interrupt or prevent that love from being allowed to happen. Mm. It's heartbreaking in ways and inspiring in others that people like Kyle can continue to find love in their heart for others who judge them.
So now, one of the things that you always do at these things is you have some music. So who do you have up to provide some musical interludes this time around?
Yeah, so we were so excited. All Y'all is really kind of a three-person crew now. Nate Tremay, who is a local beat maker and electronic musician, mm-hmm. Is going to be joining us and providing really beautiful beats. If you listen to our podcast online, a lot of the beats that you hear on the podcast, the vocal beds, are actually produced by Nate. And we pulled those from our live performances. So if you like how the podcast sounds, you will love the live event on Saturday.
If you're a vinophile, is there going to be vinophilia there?
Yes. We have a cash bar provided by Wine Country. They have been a great partner for us. They always show up with like the best cash bar,
yes.
Frankly.
I mean, I know this sounds silly to say, but we have a really good cash bar. I mean, they bring Buffalo Trace bourbon. They bring good stuff. I'm always so delighted to see them do that because they could easily just show up with the well liquor and make everybody happy.
And one of the reasons that we're at the Woman's Department Club for our events in 2017 is that they allow us to bring drinks into the theater.
Right,
so you can have a cocktail, take in some really great stories from the community. And I don't know, that on its own sounds like a really great night.
Have a little bit of a mind adjustment, not just from the stories, but also from the imbibication.
Maybe we need a cocktail at the bar called the Mind Adjustment.
You know, we talked to some other folks who organize storytelling events across America, and they all say they do go better with a glass of wine. They really
you kind of have to have an attitude adjustment going on there.
It opens people's willingness to listen to one another a little bit somehow.
And so, there are non-alcoholic beverages
that's
as well.
True. Right, that's
soda
true.
Or something. We've got that too.
So now you always have some great folks that help you out on these things and co-sponsor them. Who's helping you out this time around?
We have a really great group of businesses that have stepped up to help make this financially possible. Holiday Lanes is our title sponsor. So they sponsor both our podcasts and live events, an amazing bowling alley in Bossier City. If I have a day off, that's where I want to be.
Last time I was there, they still had an active payphone.
I think they may still have it, actually.
I was like, just that alone requires some recognition.
And a lot of the people that are friends of All Y'all are also friends of Red River Radio. Folks like Williams Creative Group, Judy right. Williams mm-hmm. there, has been one of our biggest supporters since day one, and she sponsors the live events as well.
And we are also sponsored by MaxCentric. One of the things is that we produce our podcasts and the live events entirely using Max. And Thomas and Chris over at MaxCentric have been like a part of the team, honestly, when something breaks, like they're the first people we call, and so we're really thankful that they've stepped up to support the creative community here.
Right.
And also, the event on Saturday is sponsored by Fairfield Studios. They're donating some time to video our event so that we can put together a nice video presentation about what All Y'all is.
Okay. And they also are co-producers of the Shreveport House Concert Series.
Yes.
How's that? You know,
they care so
facility.
Much about the community. They have done so much to help this community.
Well, I'm glad to have the House Concert Series on the radio.
Yes.
It's a great Thursday night.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, and we're not on the radio yet with All Y'all. We would love to be one day, but you can stream all the episodes we've ever recorded through iTunes or through the podcast store, Google Play. Anywhere you can get a podcast, you can listen. And you can listen online at allyallblog.com.
Now, I noticed in your press release there was a little caveat because these are adult stories. So, you know, if parents were thinking of bringing, you know, some of their kids, where would you have like the cutoff between, you know, you may not understand this or you can understand this?
I will say our storytellers do use a strong language, and sometimes the topics that they talk about are adult topics in the sense that they may require you to put them in context for your child and have a conversation with them afterward. I would definitely say not very young children. Storytelling for a couple of hours, I think, is tough for little tiny kids.
No.
But we've had a couple of like tweens and early teenagers come. The Robinson Film Center has also brought their teen council out to events before. And I think it serves as a really great dialogue for parents to talk to their kids about.
It can be a heck of a teaching moment if you want to take it to that.
Yeah, we definitely want parents to make that call for themselves. Right. But we do tell people, you know, there will be strong language and there will be difficult subjects that will require some context for younger audience
members. We're going to definitely have some teachable moments on Saturday night.
Yes. Right.
So now how do folks get tickets for this exciting event?
We've got tickets on sale now at allyallblog.com, so you can purchase them there. We'll have some at the door as well, but you'll save yourself some time in line if you get them online in advance, and you can get into the cash bar line a little quicker.
And all of these are reasonably priced, so, you know, I mean, yes. a dinner out, you know, for yourself, really. You know, yeah, it's about the price range.
And honestly, our tickets are cheaper than some dinners out.
Yeah. The last one I went to, I'm sure it is. You know? Any final thoughts you want to share to get people to come on out?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and we have put together a group of storytellers who I don't think I've never seen a group of people like this speaking publicly about their life experiences in the Shreveport-Bossier area or in northern Louisiana. It's going to be a really intimate, powerful, moving, sometimes funny, sometimes incredibly sad, but it's going to be an incredibly powerful night.
I think everyone that comes to an All Y'all event goes home and has a really great conversation with people about what it means to live in Shreveport and in Bossier City. And if you are someone out there who's thinking, maybe people like me don't live here, or I'll never find my group of friends here, I really encourage you to come out on Saturday to All Y'all, because we have people from all walks of life in our audience, mm-hmm. and you'll meet people on stage as well from all walks of life.
It's a diverse community, and it has a diversity of perspectives, experiences, and desires and hopes. So, well, Sarah and Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much.
Betcha. That was Sarah Hebert and Chris Jay, and they're the producers of the All Y'all series, Live Storytelling. They join me in our Knoll Foundation studio today to fill us in on their next event, which takes place this Saturday, August 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Women's Department Club in Shreveport. More information can be found on the All Y'all blog at www.allyallblog.com, or you can call 318-272-7949. That's 318-272-7949. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Ophelia was a bride of God, a novice Carmelite. In sister's house, the cloister bells tolled on a wedding night. Ophelia was the rebel girl, a blue stocking suffragette, who remedied society between her cigarettes. And Ophelia was the sweetheart to a nation overnight. Curvaceous thighs, vivacious eyes. Love was at first sight. Love was at first sight.